Massive fan of off the ball.
I'm glad you looked at 8 years anyway, not three.
Try before you subscribe.
There's always good guests on.
You're either a player or you're a coach for me, yeah.
It's brilliant.
Get 3 free podcasts per month. Just download the Off the Ball app now.
Highly recommend it.
Off the Balls, Rugby Daily.
With Bank of Ireland, a proud sponsor of Connacht, Leinster, Munster and Ulster Rugby. Never stop competing.
Welcome to Monday's Rugby Daily. My name is Richie McCormack. On the way, we hear from head coach Scott Beamond and hooker Cleona Maloney ahead of Ireland's one-off test with Australia. There's good news on the injury front for Munster, and South Africa apologises for disruption to the All Blacks haka at Ellis Park. Rugby Daily on Off the Ball is with thanks to Bank of Ireland, a proud sponsor of Irish rugby. Never stop competing. First up today, Ireland hooker Cleona Maloney says the current Ireland setup is worlds apart from the one from which she was exiled for 3 years. The Exeter player had been a vocal critic of the then IRFU director of women's rugby, Anthony Eddy, but was recalled by head coach Scott Beamond for this year's Six Nations. She's also been named in the 35-woman squad for Saturday week's one-off test with Australia in Belfast and the WXV1 campaign in Vancouver. And Maloney admits the current domestic setup is not where it needs to be, but crucially, there is progress being made.
People would be honest and say that the you know, every country is probably trying to catch up with the PWR. I don't think any nation would admit that their league is where that's at right now, but that's okay. But it's just what people do in the meantime to make their domestic rugby or their leagues better. Yeah, it was a weird time, but I think we're all very happy to leave that in the past now and move forward. And it is evident, I think, inside and out that things are very different here. So that's the most important thing. And then growing rugby in Ireland in the right way is the next most important thing. And I think the guys are doing that with the plans that they've put together over the next 5-6 years. It's a really exciting time to be involved in women's rugby, and I love to hear that, you know, Scott's allowed to put his team together and bring resources in that he knows work and that he works well with. So we haven't really worked, I haven't worked much with you or with Alex yet, but hopefully, and I'm looking forward to getting a chance to work with them. Obviously Gareth Steenson has come in too, and I know him from, he was at Exeter Chiefs and he used to work across both of our programs, men's and women's. So I'm really excited for the kickers here to get an opportunity to work with him as well. I think it's a really good move forward, in that the kind of there's lots of people coming from the men's game into the women's game now.
Meanwhile, head coach Scott Beamond says Edel McMahon will likely be offered support with the Ireland captaincy. McMahon shared responsibilities with Sam Monaghan during the Six Nations, but Monaghan misses this window with a knee injury. Beamond says Monaghan still has a big role to play, however.
They were absolutely outstanding last year, both from an on-pitch and an off-pitch perspective. Obviously, Sam now ruled out. It doesn't rule out her out of a leadership position between now and World Cup. Tricky, obviously, is the player, the co-captain that's currently available and on-pitch. So she'll be looking to use all her experience. Now, I think we'll still need a little bit more support for Tricky in that space. So what we'll do, we'll let it play out over the next couple of weeks. Obviously, we've got a test match in there as well, so we can really sort of develop what that leadership role looks like.
10 uncapped players are included in the squad ahead of the Australia test in Belfast, while others make the return to international rugby, and Beamond has explained his squad mix today.
I'd say it's a brilliant blend. We've got some experience, some returning experience. Ema Consoline comes in. It's a couple of years since she was last capped. But it's been going well for Munster and showing bits in training that we've been able to see. You've got some of the youngsters coming through. As a centralised programme, we've had Hannah Clark and Robin O'Connor in for a bit. Been able to see how they go, and they're shaping up great. Keeping some of the more experienced girls on their toes. So yeah, look, it's how we use the interpros and how girls coming back in from either UK and what have you, it creates an opportunity now for us to have a couple of weeks where we can sort of really nut down and sort of compete and earn a place on the plane to go in WXV1.
There's good news on the injury front for Munster, with the new season just under 3 weeks away now. John Clane, Tom Ahern and Paddy Patterson are due to make a return to training in the coming weeks as they enter the final stages of their respective rehabs. Clane hasn't played since November due to a combination of knee surgery and an eye problem. Ahern missed the URC playoffs after suffering an ankle injury during his substitute appearance against Ulster at the start of June, while scrum half Patterson's been out since January following knee surgery of his own. However, scrum half Ethan Coughlin requires a scan, having sustained a thigh injury in Saturday's friendly loss to Bath. Prop Dave Kilcoyne has what the province are calling a short-term ankle injury, and Munster start their season away to Connacht on the 21st of this month. Before that, though, there's a friendly with Gloucester this Friday at Virgin Media Park. South Africa Rugby finally has apologised for what they've described as the All Blacks haka being obscured at Ellis Park on Saturday. Music was played in the stadium and fireworks set off before the haka's conclusion. Added to that, there was a flyover over the stadium by an Airbus A380. It's not the first time stadium protocols have been called into question in South Africa, with music frequently played as players lay stricken with potentially serious injuries. I've apologised in person and written to the New Zealand Rugby Football Union to formally express our regret and apologies for what occurred, said Ryan Oberholzer, the CEO of South Africa Rugby today. It was never the intention to schedule any activities that would coincide with such an iconic moment of any test match against the All Blacks. That it occurred was a result of timekeeping challenges and simple human error. In the confusion, he adds, the crowd's excited cheering was mistaken to have marked the conclusion of the haka by an unsighted sound engineer who restarted the music programme. It was highly regrettable, but in no way deliberate. Oberholzer says that South Africa Rugby was distressed by the breach of protocol and the apparent display of lack of respect it may have suggested. He added, we hold dear the values and traditions of this game. The unfortunate events in no way represent any lack of respect that South Africa Rugby holds for the significance and the history of the haka. We will ensure such errors cannot be repeated. Look out for this when the sides meet again in Cape Town this Saturday. That's it for today's Rugby Daily. Don't forget to subscribe to the OTB Rugby feed to keep this podcast coming to you free of charge. My name is Richie McCormack. I'll be back with more Rugby Daily for you, with thanks to Bank of Ireland, later in the week. Till then, thanks for listening.